This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Aurora police officers and paramedics charged with felonies in the death of Elijah McClain have a new date for an arraignment. The criminal proceedings were delayed again in an Adams County courtroom today. Defense attorneys said they were still receiving discovery from state prosecutors in the case. The new arraignment date is in January, and both sides have agreed that that would be the final delay. McClain's mother, Shanine McClain, objected to postponing it any further. A Pueblo man has been arrested for allegedly tampering with voting equipment during the primary election in June. CPR's Ben to Berkland reports.
The Pueblo Police Department says Richard Patton was charged with tampering with a voting machine and cyber crimes. According to the Pueblo Chieftain, county election workers said after Patton voted in person, they found an error message on the machine he used to mark his ballot, and security seals had been tampered with. Colorado has a new law that increases the penalties for interfering with election equipment. And unlike the people involved with other recent cases of alleged election equipment tampering, Patton is a registered Democrat, not a Republican. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And find more news at CPR.org. Some warmer weather across Colorado this weekend. Denver's going to see highs in the 50s and 60s. Tonight, lows around 30. Right now in Boulder, it's 38 degrees, Minturn 28, Grand Junction 41.